Good morning, happy Tuesday, and welcome to the car walk. You know what time it is. I'm gonna be brief this episode because I'm gonna save a lot more of my commentary for morning tea and allegations. I want to just take a moment for us to just to reflect on all the different things that are happening in our world. And I say this from a place of privilege, being able to have these discussions in South America, but I really want us to take a moment to really think about these things. So I posted the other day to remember that multiple things can be true at the same time. I also posted to be very intentional because not every battle is yours. And while I didn't add much context as to why I posted it, the timeliness of it, people could infer a multitude of things, which multiple things can be true at the same time. The fact that you had government leaders without receipts, y'all, without receipts, which we're going to touch on that too. You had government leaders without receipts say that we need to neutralize the radical left, calling for the death penalty and all different types of things on the internet. Time passes, more information comes out, which by the way, the shooter is not cooperating. So all of these accounts that people are saying, this is third-party information. This is not coming directly from the source, okay? Remember that receipts always have a source. More information comes out about the background of Tyler to now it's, we need to pray for him. And it should have always been that. But it's very interesting, the weaponization of Jesus Christianity principles. And to be very vulnerable, it has caused me to glitch in several ways that I cannot explain. Charlie Kirk, where people said that he is a man of God, he was true to his Christianity. And you had folks that said that he needs to disavow Christianity. He wasn't Christian enough. Let me roll a clip of Nick Fuentes and what he said about Charlie Kirk, because this is all going to come full circle. So let's roll the clip here.
We had our disagreements. Where we did agree is that he would go to these college campuses and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. And ultimately, that is why he was killed. The gunmen that killed him, they hated him because of his defense of Christian morality. Charlie Kirk cannot call himself a Christian anymore. Sorry, you forfeited that. I do not want to hear, and you cannot allow Charlie Kirk to go to one more public event, one more question and answer, one more ask me anything, without being protested, without being shouted down, without being interrogated about this. This guy goes around from campus to campus in the most artificial and phony and fake way, talking about, oh, God made me very blessed that I control $500 million. Oh, I'm so blessed. I'm so rich and I'm so blessed. And oh, God's been so good to me. I'm such a Christian. Oh, the Lord, the Lord gave me the Sabbath. I take Saturday off. You sit there and call yourself a Christian and then you make excuses for the genocide of 2 million people? Seriously? You stand there and purport to be an evangelist like Billy Graham? Oh, you're the latest Billy Graham? You're our generation's America's pastor? Why? Because you said the right words? Because you said, God bless, God bless. God bless, my friend. Oh, I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. And then you go around from campus to campus making excuses for a famine?
You might not know Nick Fuentes. And some of you didn't know who Charlie Kirk was until after he died. But I will tell you that a lot of our children knew who he was. So it goes back to what I've been saying. Parents and caregivers, you need to be very intentional with what our children have access to on their devices, on who they follow, who they subscribe to, the online games that they play, and the different apps that they're on. With this particular investigation, Discord has came up. And I've had many different conversations about the app Discord. In fact, I do want to roll a clip of something that I made years ago about Discord. Here it is.
Girl. But Sheila, she had her daughter all on TikTok, and her daughter don't even know her vowel sounds. Mm-hmm, girl. See, they out here want to just put their child on a book trying to make some money, but then they kids can't read. Oh, this thing recording. Hold on. I got something to say on the internet. Hello. So I just want to tell y'all about this app. It's called Discord, and your kids are on it, especially the ones that be doing all this gaming situation. See, your kids play these games all day, but they don't know their sight words. They don't know their multiplication tables. I don't understand it. But there's an app, it's called Discord, and the app is designed for people to communicate while they're gaming. Well, you can also use that app for many different purposes. And so there's even series on YouTube of how to catch predators. This app is very dangerous, and you need to be intentional with the servers that your kids are connected to and what they're watching. In fact, there was an article that was just posted in September about how a child received a video of a man committing suicide, and the parent thought that the app was safe. Take a look.
A tri-state mother in Discord with the message sent through the app Discord to her teenage son.
I thought that Discord was set up for children so that children could talk to their friends while they played games. He was playing Fortnite and on Discord, and a video came up, but it didn't say, hey, watch this. It didn't say, oh my gosh, look at this. It was just a play button. From somebody he has never spoken to before.
Macaulay says that play button started a video showing a man shooting himself.
So while your kids out here playing all these games and y'all talking about the PS5 and everything else, I hope your kids know how to read and they on reading level. But parents, check that cell phone, please.
I do think it's very important that parents and caregivers be very intentional with their child's device and what they have access to. And even though our national report card shows the lowest reading score since 1992 and the lowest math score since 2005, I do feel like we all can do better. Y'all, I'm in South America. My car is not being driven as much as it was. And the price of my car insurance is still going up, and I'm not driving my vehicle. Property insurance continues to rise. You have folks that are unable to take care of themselves. And then you have commentators on Fox News that are able to keep their job after saying publicly and boldly that we should eradicate the folks that are homeless, that are houseless, that we should just kill them. And in order to be empowered, to be an advocate and an activist, you have to be willing to listen to both sides of the argument so that you're able to debate. I just continue to hear, follow the money, follow the money. The money will show you that some of these institutions would not be able to thrive if there weren't a bunch of backers that was backing this financially. That some of these things would not be sustainable if there wasn't an influx of cash that were being thrown into this. And when you follow the money and you see the corporations and the billionaires and the folks that hold power, you see what type of games that are being played. I'm not saying it to dissuade you from speaking out and making the world a better place. In fact, this is the call to action. Knowing what you know and staying true to your values and morals, show up in a way that you can be very unapologetic in it, and to make the world a better place, knowing what you know. Government leaders such as MTG, I just want to post here what they said on Facebook, calling for a national divorce against the left when the right has power. It's just so odd to me. And for the folks that say, this is why I don't vote, and insert whatever reason here that you're not engaged in the political process, I hope now more than ever, you realize and recognize that all of the different changes that are happening in a midterm are very intentional things that are happening to modify data. And I said that I wasn't going to be here long, but here I am. You have to be very intentional with your voice. Be intentional with your vote. And understand that elections have consequences. Our children deserve better. And they are paying attention to what's happening. And they are on 4chan, Discord, and a bunch of other spaces on the internet that y'all need to be aware of. Until next time.